This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm Doris Kearns Goodwin, President, Modern Communications and History. Over the last 5 or 6 months, since I've added to my daily chores, serving as the station manager at our 29-year-old 100,000-watt radio station, KABF FM 88.3, broadcasting from Little Rock, every Friday, either when I'm there or by patching in via telephone, I do an interview show from 9 to 9:30 a.m. we call Wade's World. This last Friday was a special doubleheader, starting with Chris Newman, the legal director for the National Day Labor Organizing Network, NDLON, and then a special second feature where I got to interview Doris Kearns Goodwin, the well-regarded Pulitzer Prize-winning historian on occasion of her new book, The Bully Pulpit, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and the Golden Age of Journalism. Goodwin was an easy interview, gracious, knowledgeable, and experienced. The one thing I've learned during these interviews is a simple lesson. It's easy to get people to talk, but it's hard to get them to stop talking. Goodwin was a pro and practiced at both speech and silence, ending her comments and then patiently waiting for the next question. Praise the Lord. The most interesting and genuine exchange we had, in my view, was towards the end when somehow some question, probably about timing, provoked a response from her about how much she enjoyed spending time with her subjects through their letters, journals, and diary entries compared to what other historians would have in the future with essentially the ephemera of modern communications dominated by the internet with emails, Facebook, and the like. I then commented that even at the presidential level, it's hard to imagine in the wake of the NSA revelations that everything else we know about the internet, that there won't be a copy of every such communication available at some point in the future. She then commented something to the effect that that was a good point. She hadn't thought about that, but of course it would all be there. The next day, reading an interview she'd given earlier to the Wall Street Journal, she'd been even more emphatic, saying, with email and Facebook, I don't know what kind of material we'll have 200 years from now. How quaint a quote, so gracefully sprouted in the 7 years she spent with subjects and events 100 years ago. In truth, even now, much less 200 years from now, I think historians trying to do any kind of a thorough job will be inundated with information almost too voluminous to imagine. Email, as so many must realize by now, doesn't disappear when we press send. It simply goes into a permanent digital signature on your computer and an untold number of others, as do all of your postings on a website, Google, Facebook, or Twitter account. Pressing delete simply moves such messages elsewhere. I've never really looked at it all, but my computer guy for years, Mark Madere, has most of my email in folders by years and quarters. Moving to a new server, I watch it strain for days to move 65,000 plus messages from the last year or more. And that's little me, not a super whoop like a president. Even ignoring Nixon, his tapes, and their impact on his term and legacy, or the amount of video now available as well, you can read about supposedly secure presidential communications from protected tents. A senior American diplomat was quoted in the New York Times saying, we do operate with the awareness that anything we do on a cell phone or BlackBerry is probably being read by someone, somewhere, or lots of somewheres. And that means, even as there might be a discard program somewhere in the White House, there is likely to be a message saved somewhere else on another device. Even as his BlackBerry comment is becoming antiquated, and he really means email, the task for historians trying to tell the rest of the story will only become harder and harder. For storytellers like Goodwin, the notion that historians now and even in the next few years can be buried by big data and forced to weave their narratives not just from interviews and public documents, but from fancy searches of emails and algorithms that measure time spent, keywords, and tens of other factors to try to get to the root of what was really happening and how an actor might have been a piece of the play. That must seem like a different world indeed. The time is clearly coming when newspapers will be even less than the first draft of history, and histories like Goodwin's will be more on the order of a better second draft, with the final chapters that piece the real story together more likely only coming once all of the information comes available for the future historian, who will then have to have the skills to pull all the loose ends and millions of pieces of information together to tell the stories that Goodwin narrates so well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.